This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
And welcome back. Another episode, Degenerate Derek Podcast. Week 18 pick show. Week 17 was badass. I went 4-1, which now brings my overall record to 38-43-4. Which, if my math is right, means if I go 5-0 this weekend, I'll hit 500. It's how it is, all right? End of the year, I got to do something that I haven't done all year just to get back to 500. I love it. I love the pressure. A lot of people back away from gambling in week 18. I think there's plenty of opportunities to make money. I'm not scared of week 18, although I should be, just like I should be scared of every week. But I'm not. Dominated week 17, so obviously that's going to give me the confidence to go into week 18. Duh. I went 4-1 last week, and I'm clearly the greatest. I mean, is it even a question? No, we did have some solid wins, though, last week. Solid picks. Only one we were wrong on was the Bucks minus 2.5. Everything else was absolute blowout winners. See if we can finish that week, this season, on a high note. Head into the playoffs with some momentum. Huh? Can we do it? Well, we'll see. I got 5 picks for you, though. And then don't worry, next week I'm going to get back onto the regular scheduled programming where I'll do the recap Monday. We'll also get into wild card talk. And then Friday I'll have my wild card picks. Picking every game. Podcast continues throughout the playoffs until the Super Bowl. So don't worry. I know a lot of you guys were asking if I packed it in. You know, it's Friday. I'm here. I didn't pack it in. I wasn't giving up. Especially when I have a legitimate chance to break even. You know, lose a little bit of juice, but as far as my record goes, be at 500. We'll see how it goes, though. Confident, again, I like my picks this weekend. I really do. I mean that. Obviously, when you go 4-1 the week before, though, you're going to go into the week with, you know, inflated confidence. I'm aware of that, okay? I am. I understand it, all right? Just follow along with me. I'm a fighter. I don't give up. Never, ever forget.
My pronouns are USA.
Don't forget it. All right, let's get into the picks, though. I got 5 of them for you. Week 18, let's do it.
Number 5.
I'm going to go Packers minus 3 at home taking on the Bears. Strictly because it's in Lambeau. I know the Bears have, towards the end of the year, have won some games and played well, and people have high hopes for the Bears' future, and that's great. And I know the Packers have stumbled a little bit. I get it. But I think the Packers have shown they are a better team than the Bears throughout the season, and I think they use this game as an opportunity to whoop somebody's ass before the end of the year, especially at home. I like the Packers in this spot, minus 3.
Number 4.
I like the Seahawks. Minus 3 on the road, taking on the Cardinals. Cardinals had a huge win last weekend against the Eagles, which pretty much, you know, that is the cherry on their season. I don't think the Cardinals end with 2 straight wins. I just don't. Seahawks have, again, another team that have stumbled that I think look to close out the year on a high note. Cardinals have had their high note. I think Seattle gets them this weekend. I love the Seahawks. Minus 3 in Arizona, taking on the Cardinals.
Number 3.
I like the Texans. Minus 1.5 in a big game on the road, taking on Indianapolis. I don't believe in Gardner Minshew. Obviously, the Texans have missed C.J. Stroud a whole bunch. That was, you know, shown last week as they light up the Titans. I think they finished the year strong. I think the Texans were a good team when C.J. Stroud was under center. And I don't think there's any way he goes into Indianapolis and fumbles the bag and loses this game. I think C.J. Stroud, in a big-time game that they have, pulls it out for them, and they beat the Colts on the road in Indianapolis.
Number two.
I like the Patriots minus 1.5 at home taking on the Jets in what is possibly and probably Bill Belichick's last game as a Patriot. Could be, I mean, not enough people talk about it. This could be Bill Belichick's last game. And Bill Belichick's a legend. And the guys in that locker room know this. They know, obviously, that this is more than likely Bill's last game, and it could be the end of his career. You think they want to send Belichick out a loser? He deserves better than that. He deserves better than that. And I think the Patriots show up for this game, and I think they beat the fuck out of the Jets. I really do. Honestly, I know the Patriots have been dog shit, but I think they beat the holy fuck out of the Jets. I love the Patriots minus 1.5 at home taking on the Jets.
Number one.
And my favorite pick of the weekend in an upset on Sunday night, I like the Dolphins +3. Actually, at home, it's in Miami against the Bills. I like it even better. I know Miami's had some injuries, especially with linebacker, with Chubb. The guys that they've had fill in have done a great job. I also just, the main thing about this game is I think the Dolphins, you know, people are kind of like, maybe the Dolphins aren't really that good, which maybe they're not. But I do think every time you try to count Tua out and the Dolphins will show you, you know, hey, listen, we could put up some points. The Bills have recovered well and have closed out their year strong. They're a 10-6 football team. This game is for the AFC East, and it's at home with a Miami team that can put up points. I just don't think you count Tua out. I think Miami shows up at home. I think they get the win. I think they're going to go into this game feeling completely disrespected, being the underdogs in their own house with the AFC East title on the line. Everybody and their mothers on the Bills. I'm going to go the other way and take the Dolphins +3. Those are my five picks for Week 18. I love them. I love every one of them. Honest to God. I love the Dolphins +3. I love the Patriots -1.5. I love the Packers -3. The Texans -1.5. And the Seattle Seahawks -3. Again, 4-1 last weekend. 38-43-4 overall, which is awful. I need to go 5-0 this weekend to get my record back to .500 going into the playoffs. And then we put this year behind us. I feel good, though, this weekend. Going to be watching. I mean, how could I not? Cowboys got the Commanders. They beat them. They win the NFC East. God, they better beat the fuck out of the Commanders. I see another game that a lot of people are betting on is the Giants because they just feel Cowboys jump on Washington early. Philly's going to start to pull their people because it's not going to matter, which I think is a high possibility. So I see a lot of people talking about that Giants +5.5. That might be something you want to look at. Other than that, I mean, a lot of people stay away from Week 18. They just, you know, never know who's playing, who's not playing. I think Week 18 is fun because I think there's still a lot of teams that have a lot to play for, even if they're not going into the playoffs. You forget, Week 18 is always, it's always super competitive because there's guys that are fighting for roster spots, for their jobs, to, like, leave a lasting impression, to put some good film on tape. This is a huge – Week 18 is a huge opportunity for a good portion of the National Football League. For a lot of the employees of the National Football League, Week 18 is a big deal. It really is. And so I think you're going to see a lot more competitive football than you think. And I think there's a lot of opportunities to make money this weekend. I think I just gave you my five games, gave you another game that a lot of people are looking at with the Giants. I know a lot of you have – had really good years, you have, and that's badass. A lot of you guys have dominated this year. I'm struggling, obviously, but shout out to those of you that, you know, are always sending me the winning tickets or their plays and stuff like that. I've had so much interaction between people and just, you know, I love bonding over gambling, over betting on football. Love talking it. I love people reaching out to me about that. I hope that, you know, I know there's a lot of you that have gotten into and understand betting on football now that it's become mainstream. I hope that you continue with it. I hope that you bet responsibly as always. That's a real thing. You know, I know a lot of people who have not bet very responsibly and have gotten themselves into, you know, a lot of trouble. And that's definitely something that is very important that you need to pay attention to. Gamble within your means and just pick winners. That's all I try to do. I try to gamble within my means and pick winners. That's it. That's all there is to it. But no, this isn't the end of the podcast as far as, like, you know, the season ending or anything. I'll be back next week to recap Week 18 and then head into the playoffs. I pick every single game in the playoffs. Maybe because this year I suck, maybe the playoffs I'll be fire. Because, like, last year my season was amazing, and then the playoffs I just fucking tanked. So hopefully this year I'll have, you know, it'll have the different effect, and we'll go tear up the playoffs. Either way, I'll be back next week to recap and get ready for Wild Card Weekend. Enjoy Week 18. This is it. End of the season is here. God, that sucks. Ugh. All right, I hope you guys have a good one. Have a great weekend. I'll be back Monday.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.